good morning, everybody. Good to have you here. And this morning's Bible verse for September 24th. I live by the power of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, those who partake of me will live because of me. That's John chapter 6, verse 57. And we'll study that more as we have our Bible lesson. And this morning's Psalm is Psalm 11. I trust in the Lord for protection. So why do you say to me, fly to the mountains for safety? The wicked are stringing their bows and setting their arrows in the bowstrings. They shoot from the shadows at those who do right. The foundations of law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do? But the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord still rules from heaven. He watches everything closely, examining everyone on earth. The Lord examines both the righteous and the wicked. He hates everyone who loves violence. He rains down blazing coals on the wicked, punishing them with burning sulfur and scorching winds. For the Lord is righteous, and he loves justice. Those who do what is right will see his face. Psalm 11 from the New Living Translation. Now, last week's Bible lesson, we did John chapter 6, verses 1 through 40. And we're going to pick up there where we left off last week with John 6, 41. And remember, last week was when Jesus introduced the concept, I am the bread of life, and whoever eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood will live forever. Well, it starts in verse 41, then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he say, I came down from heaven? Now, we as Christians deal with the same thing every day as we share with people our faith who knew us before we became Christians. I said, well, aren't you the same guy I knew in high school? Or aren't you the same guy that I used to drink with? Or this, that, or the other thing? And they doubt our faith. And they doubt that we can make that change because they don't have faith in God. And Jesus is dealing with the same thing here when they say, but isn't this the son of Joseph? But Jesus replied, stop complaining about what I said. For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at the last day I will raise them up. As it is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father, only I who was sent from God have seen him. Now, compare that with the Psalm we just read, Psalm 11. And the final line of that, those who do what is right will see his face. And here's Christ telling us that he will raise us up in the last day and we will see God's face. So it ties in well with that psalm. Verse 47. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh. And of course, he's talking about the ultimate sacrifice he makes on the cross for us. Then the people began arguing with each other about what he meant. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. I live because of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, anyone who feeds on me will live because of me. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, but will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Now, he says, I am the true bread. I am the true drink. But he's not talking about physical food or physical drink, because the food and drink that we need for our physical bodies, our physical existence is a short temporal existence. Our true existence is spiritual. Our true existence goes on eternally. And to have the true food and the true drink from that is to partake of Christ. When he says, eat my flesh and drink my blood, he's speaking symbolically, of course. And a lot of people, like these folks here, they didn't understand the symbolism, even though their own faith had plenty of symbolism in it. Remember, the practice of circumcision was itself meant to be a symbol. This will be a sign of your covenant, my covenant with you. That was God's thing. So that was a symbol. When the Israelites were in the desert and they were being bitten by snakes, God had them make a bronze serpent to hold up as a symbol of his protection. And when anybody was bitten by one of those serpents, they only had to look at the bronze serpent and they would be healed. So it was a symbol of his protection that had healing power. So the Jewish faith had plenty of symbolism in it already. And yet these Jews at that time didn't understand the symbolism that Christ was using here. In verse 60, many of the disciples said, this is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it? Now this is the same thing people are saying today. You know, they won't accept Christ. They won't accept his message. They won't accept that he is the Son of God. They basically say the same thing. This is very hard to understand. They don't get it. That's what they'll say. They'll say, I don't get it. How can a man be the Son of God? You know, how can a virgin have a child? You know, they won't accept it. It's the same thing these people are saying here. How can anyone accept it? In verse 61, Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining, so he said to them, does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascend to heaven again? The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But some of you do not believe me. Notice is what he says here. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. It's the Holy Spirit that draws us to God, leads us to accept Christ and believe in him, and through that action, we have eternal life. Because as Christ said, human effort accomplishes nothing. There can be no clear message right there that is not by our own efforts and not by our own activities or our own actions that we gain our salvation. There's nothing we can do to gain our salvation except follow the Holy Spirit and his urgings to accept Jesus Christ. But some of you do not believe me, he said. For Jesus knew from the beginning which ones didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, that is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me. See, God the Father causes God the Holy Spirit to draw people to Jesus. And through accepting Jesus, then they gain eternal life. So no one comes to Jesus without the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father leading them to Jesus. Verse 66, at this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. By that, I mean it was a large crowd. These many crowds, remember we read last week about the 5,000 that he fed with the loaves and the fishes. Well, because he was saying this and they didn't understand it, they turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, are you also going to leave? In other words, he was testing them. Verse 68, Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God. And that's how we should feel as Christians. When we are tempted to turn away from God, we have to take a look around and say, but then who will we turn to? If not God, who? Who else is there? There is no one else. Then Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you, but one is a devil. He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, one of the 12 who would later betray him. Because as we know of Christ, of course, Christ already knew who would betray him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reading of your word, for its message to us, and its assurance and comfort to us in our difficult times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.